car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The federal government may shut down by the end of the week. Yeah, that's right. There will be another season of Jersey Shore, but the U.S. government, still up in the air. I find that shocking.
There's Conan O'Brien having a bit of fun with the number one item on the countdown this week, the battle over the federal budget, the government shutdown that's a potential. Doug Steffen here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing things that have happened this past week. And so we'll run them down for you, the top 10 items, as the staff at Talkers Magazines worked hard with my staff to put together all of this information. Talk Radio surveyed the important talk radio hosts and programs monitored by all of us across the country. So the list has been determined. And at number 10, when we look at the world of talk, the sports talk world usually makes it at number 10, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL. You got that. Number 9, Glenn Beck and his situation at Fox, Southwest Airlines and their problems. Number 8, after the event on the plane a week ago. Number 9, the trials moving to Gitmo. That's number 7, the 9/11 trials moving. Violence in Afghanistan and the Koran burning. Number 6. Number 5, the 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, rising price of oil and gas, number 4. The situation in Japan, number 3. Libya is number 2. The government shutdown is, the possibility of the government not continuing working at its fullest potential. Maybe we should be happy about that. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking with Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan about comments Congressman Mike Rogers made that the troops might not get paid if the government shuts down.
There are some people out there saying, gee whiz, and they did this before when the government shut down. Oh, well, great, the government will shut down. That means it won't be wasting our money. But what he said was he understands that, and he might even embrace part of it, but what he didn't like was the idea that our brave men and women, overseas especially, but our soldiers would possibly not be getting paid, and that would affect their family's ability to make their mortgage payments, pay their bills, and all of that. And I think you pointed out, look, if the government shuts down Friday, paychecks for troops could be disrupted. Members of Congress are still going to get paid, and I think you're doing something about that or trying to.
Yes, absolutely. This is an outrage, really. The way this is set up, the only people whose paychecks don't stop are members of Congress and the president. And
what a surprise!
It's ridiculous. No, it's embarrassing.
Well, it should be embarrassing.
It is. And so a group of us got together in the Senate. We actually passed unanimously, bipartisan basis, a bill to repeal that. It's now sitting in the Senate, and I hope they're going to take it up today, certainly by tomorrow. And we've now realized that our troops' pay could be stopped, and so we've added a second piece to it to say, okay, we're not going to stop, and nor should we do anything that hurts the families, the troops, anybody who's out there in harm's way for our country. We should absolutely make sure that they're doing okay, and they aren't affected by this, and it should be the members of Congress who's paychecks stop. And so we in the Senate, agree with that. Again, it's a bipartisan effort in the Senate, and I hope the House is going to take it up today.
Well, you got 90,000 troops in Afghanistan, 45,000 in Iraq. It's the Ensuring Pay for Our Military Act of 2011. It goes without saying that if they're going to shut down the government, they better continue to pay those soldiers.
No question. And, Paul, there's no reason if people of goodwill don't come together that this can't get solved. So that's number one. It needs to get resolved so we can move on and focus on jobs and the economy and doing the very important work of cutting the things that aren't important. I mean, we've got to redo the way the federal government operates, just like everybody else in state, local government, businesses, families. But we've got to make sure that as all of this is happening, our troops are not affected, and the people who are making the decisions should be held accountable, and that's the members of Congress.
800-510-8255, the usual call-in number when you have thoughts about some of this, the government shutting down, Congress gets paid, the president gets paid, and the soldiers don't. There are people who, and we'll hear from one of the hosts talking about the money that we spend on soldiers and war, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, let's pay attention to this clip from MSNBC's Chris Jansing and Richard Rue talking about what things actually will look like. This is an important piece of information, a lot of speculation, a lot of conversation. These guys explain exactly what happens if there is a shutdown.
Now, if lawmakers can't reach a budget agreement, the pain would extend well beyond the Beltway. Your IRS refund, the military, local economies. MSNBC's Richard Louie has been looking into all this, and it really is amazing how many different places and people would be affected.
Yeah, all-encompassing. And it might surprise some folks here, Chris, about how it might affect them. Even our troops serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Libya could feel this. Here's Defense Secretary Gates, as you were alluding to there, visiting troops in Iraq. This is what he said.
A lot of these young troops live pretty much paycheck to paycheck, and I just, when I start to think about the inconvenience that it's going to cause these kids and a lot of their families, even half a paycheck delayed can be a problem for them.
Secretary really feeling for them now. If the shutdown goes until the end of the month, an entire paycheck would be stopped, affecting military families across the United States. Most troops get paid less than $31,000 a year. Now, speaking of pay, there's taxes, and we will still have to pay them on time in a shutdown. Your refund checks, though, they won't be mailed. All paper return handling would also stop. All right. A senior official does say that 800,000 federal employees would stop working in the shutdown. One wrinkle, the largest federal employees union might sue the government, according to The Hill. Lawyers for the union say a shutdown could violate the 13th Amendment, which ended slavery and indentured servitude. Now, the violation they claim here, that employees deemed essential could be forced to work without pay or be fired. A congressional report saying close to 500,000 worked without pay in the last shutdown. The real estate market is also at risk here. Federal home loan guarantees would stop, which affects not only loans to home buyers, but also small businesses. Parks and monuments, which we all enjoy to go to, they draw millions of tourists each year to favorite towns across the country. They would close. They won't be able to walk down those paths. The last shutdown saw 368 National Park Service sites shut their gates and a loss of 7 million people visiting. And finally for you, Chris, steaks. Steaks. Grilling that favorite Saturday night ribeye could be tough. If USDA meat inspectors get furloughed, which hasn't been decided yet, beef will go uninspected, and then over 6,000 meat packers would shut down. So, Chris, from troops' paychecks to steaks are on the table. A shutdown could have some surprises for many Americans.
All right, so there it is. For those of you who are wondering, how does it affect me? That may help you understand a little bit better. 800-510-8255. Follow the countdown on DougStephan.com with all the stories behind the stories that we're talking about. And then you can relate to us also on our Facebook page, where you can get to just click on the icon at DougStephan.com. Up next, we continue, obviously, our focus with your calls on the shutdown. That's up next. Also a bit of input from somebody who has a really good perspective on all of this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Spring is here, and with the refreshing start of a new season, the last thing you need on your mind is a termite invasion. However, according to the National Pest Management Association, spring is a key time for termite infestations to occur in the home. Termites eat constantly and can cause serious structural damage to the home, which is why prevention is paramount in keeping homes termite-free. Avoiding any moisture at the foundation of your home and storing scrap lumber and firewood as far from the house as possible are a couple of key steps you can take toward termite prevention. However, if you do experience an infestation, it's important to contact a licensed pest professional. NPMA recommends your home be checked every year for termite infestations. Protect your property with annual inspections from a qualified pest professional. To learn more about termites or to contact a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare. We've also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership 5-Step Animal Welfare Rating Program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food. So when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
All right, here's Mike McConnell talking to a caller on his program who thinks we need to stop spending so much money in other countries and take care of ourselves.
Linda says her head is about to explode. Linda, I got to get to you in a hurry. What's going on?
You know, Mike, every time I hear this discussion about Social Security, Medicare, cutting school programs where they can't, they don't even, some schools don't have any PE anymore because they can't afford it, cutting back on jobs, companies closing, I have one basic question, and I've never heard an answer to it. Why do we keep sending so much of our money to foreign money, energy, troops to foreign countries instead of taking care of our own? And I think that if we took better care of our own people and stopped spending all this money so we can be the overseer of every little country in the world, maybe the rest of the world would have more respect for the United States if they saw, well, here's a country that takes care of their own. It's almost, it's not, of course, exactly like a dictatorship where somebody like Gaddafi is killing his own people, but in a way, we are, by taking away their money, their jobs, their security, their investments. Just somebody give me an answer. Why do we do that?
Well, typically we do it. We involve ourselves abroad where it's in our interest to do so, and it usually has to do with oil. And the reason would be if you simply let that go, then you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. If 5, 6, and 7 years down the road, you have less access to oil, or the cost of oil has gone through the ceiling because you didn't take any control over the situation. That's why we do it. Now, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know that when we do that, whether it was the right thing to do or not. And we'll never know because we don't have two parallel worlds where we can see what happens when we do and don't do what we do. But generally speaking, running the world the way we do, which is true to some degree we do, has largely been beneficial to us.
Well, it doesn't sound very beneficial now, as this economy has been down in the trash pile for several years and with really no end in sight.
Well, it's down, but look at the way we live as compared to the way other people around the world live, and this is pretty good for down. That's the point. Because you're talking about the globe, why we do things around the world the way we do it, and you have to look around the world and look at the way we do things and what our standard of living is like as compared to the rest of the world.
Mike McConnell, radio host in Cincinnati. By the way, the House passed a one-week spending bill, but the president said he'd veto it. So your call's up next on this situation. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the week ending April 8th in the focus, and the budget situation. If the government gets shut down, how do you feel things will be? 800-510-8255. Elizabeth is in Illinois with her thoughts on the Democrats and the Republicans.
I find that the job of the government is to protect the people, and cutting things, the Democrats might as well not be Democrats. They haven't stood up for anything. To cut the EPA when we're having a radiation crisis, a cancer cluster crisis, a super infection coming and cutting the people that deal with disease, yeah, these socialist problems, they only save your life when they're there. This is, Democrats have given away everything without sticking up to taking taxes for the richest people in this country from corporations and stopping the war. So we have no side. I mean, you're cutting things that are essential at a time where it's desperately needed. Just say no. Stop it to Planned Parenthood. What in the world is it? Where are the Democrats?
Just say no. Okay, we've heard that before. Maybe it is applicable here. For, as a matter of fact, I think that she makes a good point. 800-510-8255. Bill is on the Cape Cod, that is.
Take the credit cards away and the checkbook and go hide it. Cut up the credit cards and hide the checkbook. Let me put this into perspective for people that might be arithmetically challenged. If we were talking about a household budget that we'll say is $10,000, or a deficit that is $10,000. What they're talking about is cutting $10 out of the budget. From $10,000, they want to cut out $10, and we've got all these people all up in arms. We're not talking about anything. These budget cuts that they're talking about are minuscule for what is needed.
Yep. Well, I have a lot more. As a matter of fact, twice, three, four times as much. Richard's in Ohio. You're on the air, sir.
As far as the budget goes, I think if we get out of the three wars that we are currently in, that we would have plenty of money to spend on domestic programs. I notice in news poll questions, you know, they'll have listings like, do you want to cut Social Security or Medicare or some other domestic program? But they won't even ask if you would like to get out of the wars in order to save money. And we should bring all our troops that we have stationed in all these other countries trying to be the policemen of the world. If we bring all our military home,
will have the money to take care of the people in the U.S.
All right, some more thoughts. Take care of us at home. Sylvia's in Burlington, Vermont. Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, both the Democrats and the Republicans have agreed on $33 billion, or close to it. But the Republicans want to defund part of Planned Parenthood, which would cause more abortions, the IRS, which we really need to collect people who are not paying their taxes, the EPA, which is going, I mean, we need the EPA. That's ridiculous. And rich man's tax and defense is off the table. Lordy me. What's in the Democrats' package? I have been listening to four channels in the last couple of days, and no one's told me what's in the Democrats' package. Maybe we'd be more for it if we knew what it was.
Yeah, that's a good point. Eric in Richmond, Virginia. Sir, please.
My comment is that, you know, everybody is getting so excited about $100 billion. But my understanding is that the debt is over $10 trillion. So if we put that in different terms, if our debt was $10,000, basically we would be trying to restructure our monthly expenses by $10. So, I mean, we're fighting over crumbs and we're getting all of these social issues involved with it, and we're not getting anywhere. I think both parties aren't serious up in Washington, and we just need to vote somebody else in.
Matter of fact, some of the congressmen get so frustrated they put together a bill to get Harry Reid to resign. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it. Here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
One.
Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. Facebook check-in from Tom. The question is, why isn't Congress cutting their own pay and benefits? They threaten us with cuts in Medicare, Social Security, and other programs. Somebody needs to show some leadership instead of pointing fingers and passing the buck. That's on the Facebook check-in. You can check out the Facebook page. Go to DougSteffen.com, click on the icon, and tell us what you think. From our affiliate in Wilmington, WDEL, here's host Alan Laudell talking to a correspondent about the situation in Libya, which is number two on the countdown this week.
Here's the inside story as to how and why the French government ended up pushing so hard for an international intervention in Libya and nudged the Obama administration in the process. International journalist Arnold de Borgroff.
A very famous Frenchman who's known in France, an apocryphal way of referring to him as shameless self-promoter. He's a very famous French author known as BHL, Bernard Henri Lévy. Guy who's written 19 books, who's always front and center of every crisis. In this particular case, he flew to Benghazi, checked out the rebels, and called the president, President Sarkozy, in Paris, and the president took his call, and he said that these are good guys, I vouch for them, we should be supporting them. And, of course, that doesn't quite check out with what the British and the Americans have discovered about these people. It's a group that has got all sorts of people that goes from Al-Qaeda to Islamist extremists of one kind or another. There are, of course, some good people among them, but there's no real leadership, and they're still fighting among themselves. The point of the story I was writing is that this very prominent French intellectual, who is front and center of every crisis that I can remember now going back many years, he's 67 years old, and he's been doing this since 1972 or 73. And France, of course, as you may recall, was the first to strike in Libya. The first fighter bombers to drop their ordnance was at the order of the French president. And, of course, the other members of NATO, the British, etc., followed after what the French had done.
Despite what you say about what British and U.S. intelligence have learned, that was not sufficient to dissuade the Obama administration from going on the path advocated by the French, prodded by this guy.
That's correct. But a lot of questions are being asked now about who exactly are the rebels and where's the leadership. It's an 11-member national council, but it has, as I just said, all sorts of different extremist groups. A along with some good people.
And how would you say the entire effort is going right now?
It's not going too well. Colonel Gaddafi's side, they have rockets and 155-millimeter shells that can reach up to 25 miles.
All right. So that's Alan Laudell speaking to de Borgraaf. Here is, let's see, as we continue to focus on Libya, John King talks to Time Magazine's Joe Klein about the latest in Egypt.
55 days since Hosni Mubarak stepped down as president. This is the most recent rally in Tahrir Square. Save the revolution is the motto here. Joe Klein of Time Magazine, our good friend, has been in Cairo all week long. We talked a bit earlier about what it's like right now.
It's really fascinating to be here and very exhilarating because everybody is still excited about what's happened here 2 months ago. But everybody is also afraid about what the future may bring. There is an economic crisis in Egypt coming down the road very quickly. This is a country that depends tremendously on foreign tourism. Foreign tourism is off by 80% now. People are not going to be paid. People are going to be looking for work. And the economic crisis here may bring everybody back into the square.
Describe for us what you mean there and the apprehension.
Well, one of the young bloggers who led this revolution, his name is Sand Monkey, said to me that the largest party in Egypt now is the Couch Party. People have just gone home and are passive. There's a fair amount of fear about the Muslim Brotherhood. They're back in the neighborhoods organizing. And yet, to show you just how complicated this is, at the same time, there are rumors and there is real serious reports of splits within the Muslim Brotherhood. The young people feel more in common with the other young revolutionaries than they do with the elders, and there's also a split between moderates and extremists. This is bubbling and bubbling and bubbling, and nobody really knows what comes next.
And so then, is there a sense from the Couch Party, if you will, that they better get more busy organizing because you have those elections? September, November may seem like a long way off, but it is not.
It's one thing to organize from the top down and announce, hey, I have a new political party. But it's another thing to organize from the neighborhoods up, from the bottom up, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood do. They provide social services for the people and win their loyalty. And so it's going to be very difficult for all of the secular forces to get their act together. On the other hand, the Muslim Brotherhood say that they're not going to contest more than 35% of the parliamentary seats that are coming up, in part because I don't think anybody really wants to run this country during the four next difficult years.
The man who led the U.S. operations in Libya, General Carter Ham, said this week the mission there would have been difficult without U.N. support, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee earlier. Here from Fox, Jenna Lee and Rena Ninen talk about the latest attacks and the counterattacks with our focus. Again, now we're talking not only about Libya, but the entire Middle East, Egypt, and this focus is on Israel, in fact.
We have some violence in Israel this morning, starting when an anti-tank missile launched from the Gaza Strip struck a school bus in southern Israel, wounding at least two. But that's not where the action ends. Some new reports out today. Rena Ninen has the latest from Jerusalem. Rena?
Jenna, we're watching the situation to see if this could lead to an escalation of a possible situation between the Israel-Gaza border. As you mentioned, an anti-tank missile was fired from Gaza into Israel. It hit an Israeli school bus just after these kids had been dropped off. The only people on board that bus were critically injured. That was a driver and a 16-year-old boy. Israel immediately responded by shelling the Gaza Strip. A 50-year-old Palestinian man was killed and at least eight others injured, including a 4-year-old girl. Usually smaller splinter groups, Islamic Jihad among them, claim responsibility usually in the past for these types of rocket fire. But the Israeli military's position is to hold Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip, responsible. And today was no exception. An F-16 bombed a major Hamas security compound. At least 45 mortars and rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel within just a three-hour time period. That is the largest amount of firepower we have seen recently in the past few weeks.
All right, 800-510-8255. Here's a caller on the countdown from Kenya who has decided he wants to express himself on the no-fly zone.
The situation in Libya is very complicated. The international community has really seemed to have lost what it means to have a sovereign state and respect the sovereign state. Now, what it seems is going on here, it seems it's a policy that is directed to destabilize the country. And this seems it's not being looked carefully. It seems like it is a policy directed to destabilize the country and to destroy what is called Gaddafi. And once this Gaddafi is gone, there's going to be a chaos, and this country is just going to be civil war, and nobody's going to be responsible for this. It's just a policy that's directed to make a country like Somalia. And so I'm just curious, what is the policy here of the United States and the international community? Is it just an attempt, an emotional, trying to justify and to certify the feeling? I'm just so upset at what's going on here. Seeing if some African country is just going to get destabilized here and become a Somalia, another Somalia. And because what is happening in Libya, you have a one-man government that needs help. And they need to work with international community to maybe make a constitution, and then they can have an election. Other than just push them out, and then you have no government, that is just going to be a bunch of corrupt people coming around and then pushing and pulling and pulling and doing this. And then you're going to have a destabilized country at the end, because it's just going to be chaos.
People listening all around the world to this countdown program at DougStephan.com, along with hundreds of radio stations in America and on American Forces Radio. Teresa in Dallas wants to get an answer to a question.
I just have a few quick points. I don't see what good can come of this at all. And I just wanted to say, what about Gaddafi allies like Russia, China, Chavez, Venezuela? And when Gaddafi is blown out, what replacement? Would it be the Muslim Brotherhood? I don't think that would be a good choice for the world. But this, to me, is more about the religion of Islam, and it seems like it's just one more step to World War III. I just want to also state that I don't know what is wrong with this administration. There's so many protests against this, and it just seems like they're tuning out the American people again.
After handing off to NATO, 15% of the airstrikes in Libya is still led by the United States. Up next, Japan, and a talk host who's broadcasting from there. Up next, live on the countdown.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Friend of the program, Jeff Bolton, a Texas Talk host, is broadcasting this week live from Japan.
We are in the middle of an earthquake, and it is a serious one, I think. We are rocking back and forth mightily in Tokyo right now. We are on the 20th floor of this hotel building. We're getting notifications on television, and if I'm remembering what they told us, it's time to really, really, they're just flashing now to all the video around town. They're issuing a tsunami warning. This is not a joke. I'm not being funny at all. We're still shaking. I don't know, maybe it's been, what, a minute now, guys? The other guys on the crew are in here with me. It appears the epicenter of the earthquake is up around Sendai, where we, goodness gracious, and they are issuing a tsunami warning now as well. So we should be hearing sirens here at any moment. We have stopped shaking for the moment, but the tsunami warning is being issued for what looks to be 300 to 400 miles of northeastern Japan. And we're now beginning to see video feeds of the buildings shaking back and forth. You know, what they told us was if the buildings are shaking side to side, it may be very spooky and it could be dangerous. But if they're going up and down, you better try to get out. So we're going to stay on air with you because I'm not sure that we could get away from where we are anyway. And the shaking appears to have stopped for the moment. Now, we've had a couple of earthquakes since we've been here. Yesterday, I can't remember what day it was, because they've all kind of blended together 12 time zones away from our normal schedule. We were in at a Japanese military base, and we, at the time, I was standing inside. It was an air base. I was standing in on the ground floor of the air base. And the tower, the air traffic control tower at the military base. I was on the ground floor, and when I walked in, I had to step over a gap because the building had been shaken loose from the concrete and the pavement around it from a previous earthquake, from the earthquake that happened 3 weeks ago on the 11th. And when the earthquake happened again, the foundation of the building was, we were visibly swaying back and forth, but it passed very quickly. It was only perhaps 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. This earthquake that I just described to you that we just went through about 3 minutes ago lasted more than a minute, and we were shaking in 360 degrees. And now we're beginning to hear warnings. It appears from what we're hearing in Japanese that they are issuing a tsunami warning for Sendai. So this is going to be interesting, to put it politely.
Jeff Bolton in Japan. Pretty, man, yeah, listen to that. I'm glad he's there, not me. Good job, Jeff. Up next, Glenn Beck in the Focus on the Countdown.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You've heard the discussion this week. The number 9 item on the countdown as we review the top 10 is Glenn Beck. He's leaving Fox News, and there have been a lot of people talking about it, including the ladies on The View.
The sponsors begin to drop out,
right.
And the audience, you know, the audience is very smart people,
right.
And I think it just went too far. We have not heard the end of Glenn Beck,
right.
But I think, the ratings are down.
Don't you think that Roger Ailes should have fired him when he said that Obama was a racist, and when he said other things like that, nasty things against the victims of 9/11?
Well,
I mean, the guy was treacherous and morbid and despicable. Why? They fired Juan Williams from NPR.
All right. Joy shows her political bias. They have an interesting conversation. Give it a quick hit. Discussion, interesting that it's been on television. He's a very controversial figure, very much in the forefront. There are 3 people in terms of national radio and television that get most exposure, even though Limbaugh is number 1 all the way around. He doesn't do a television program anymore. Certainly Sean Hannity is there, and Glenn Beck as well. He tried to explain why he was leaving. There's some of that around. Many of you may have heard it. But because this program focuses on what's on other talk radio programs, I thought it would be interesting to hear from Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg talking on their program in Boston about the people who've been trying to get rid of Beck for years.
Glenn Beck swept.
Yeah.
Out of Fox News, they announced yesterday.
Yeah.
There's been a campaign to destroy his career.
It's not an abrupt, some listeners just tuning in might misinterpret your remark. He's not off the air. They're just going to, he'll play out his contract.
Yes.
Which ends, in the fall? Early
I'm hearing year? It's actually going to be over in the summer now.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're not
going to
wait.
So Glenn Beck is, here's what's interesting about the story, that there is, to me, there's a war going on in this country that most Americans aren't conscious of, and that is a lustful war for power. that nothing we hear from the left or right really has to do with policy or good government. It has to do with a war going on between two parties who are so lustful in their desire for power that they will do virtually anything behind a superficial or very thin charade, a veneer of caring about policy or caring about the well-being of the country. All they want is power. And we're seeing that played out in a war against Glenn Beck because Glenn Beck scares the hell out of the left. He's a powerful, outrageous voice who suggests conspiracy everywhere he looks. He sees it, and he talks about it, and he provides storylines for people to view things outside of the left-right paradigm. And this is why I think he's scary and why they feel they need to crush him.
Well, Fox doesn't get easily intimidated, and Rupert Murdoch in particular doesn't get intimidated.
Exactly. I mean, so why do you think he's interpreting?
Rupert Murdoch's success is based in large part on kind of flipping the bird to traditional Western liberal thinking.
Yeah, but the only box he's outside of is the liberal thinking. He realized there's a big void in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So he's filling that void. That's what a good capitalist does.
Okay.
There's nothing else outrageous about what he does. As a matter of fact, he's the least outrageous of the programmers on cable because he makes entertaining programming. CNN and MSNBC don't.
Let's make sure I'm not misunderstood here. I don't think Rupert Murdoch would be intimidated by how are you describing it, this kind of lustful drive for power, which expresses itself in a desire to get rid of Glenn Beck. Rupert Murdoch would say, oh, I hear from all these crazy lefties, and then they're motivating the advertisers to put pressure on me to drop Beck. I don't think he responds to that.
No, I understood your point, and that's why what I'm saying is Fox is very traditional in its approach. And Glenn Beck is outside of their model. Glenn Beck attracts a lot of venom at a level. Sean Hannity is Sean Hannity. He's a predictable conservative, taking a very conservative, you know, almost like he gets a memo from the party every day, from the Republican Party, and follows it up. Bill O'Reilly has a very nice format to his show where he tries to be outside the box of the left-right paradigm a little bit, pretends he's a populist. They're mainstream, very watchable shows. They're the most watchable shows on cable. That's why they win the ratings.
That's why, yeah.
Okay? Glenn Beck comes along, and he's talking about how there's a conspiracy to take over the world or for to the U.S. to be turned over to a one-world government.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of thing going on. I think it's scary for Fox News.
Hmm.
And maybe the forces that are lining up against Glenn Beck are too powerful for Fox to want to take on.
All right, so there you have it, number nine. The overview of the top people this week, Muammar Gaddafi is at 10, Ms. Clinton at 9, Al-Zawahiri at 8, Terry Jones at 7, Donald Trump at 6, Harry Reid at 5, John Boehner 4, Eric Cantor 3, Paul Ryan 2, and the president at number 1. And that's the overview of what's happening in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the countdown.